Become like children again. Return to innocence. Jesus said in Matthew 18:3, New International Version, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. What did he mean? As children, we are innocent. Then we become adults. We lose our innocence. What does losing our innocence mean? Many of us, as we enter adulthood, lose trust from being hurt by others and become more guarded and fearful. Loss of innocence is also caused by hormonal changes that occur when we begin puberty, which activates sexual instincts and drives that weren't there before. Then, as we move past puberty into adulthood, financial security comes into play as we have to provide for ourselves. Usually, we need to start earning money in some way to meet our basic needs and possibly the needs of others. Instinctual drives after puberty, the drives for sex and financial security, are the two forces that primarily take our innocence away. As we transition from childhood innocence to adulthood, our giving transforms from unconditional to conditional, based on having new instinctual drive motives concerning sex and financial security. But how do we get back to being innocent? Can we become like children again? Can we take the risk of trusting again? After puberty, we cannot return to the innocence of childhood without the challenges of instinctual drives. But we can become aware of those challenges and not allow them to influence our choices. We can choose to oppose selfish or harmful urges and to trust others despite our fears. Animals lose their innocence, too, as they grow into adults. You can see that, for example, with lion cubs. You can interact with cubs since they are playful, trusting, and loving. But as they reach maturity with hormonal changes, their instinctual drives to kill and hunt develop, which may direct them to maul or kill you. Sometimes lions remember humans who handled them as cubs and still welcome them with love instead of instinctually attacking, even after they have been put back into the wild for years. There's a beautiful love story about this kind of human-animal relationship that did continue over time. Search for Christian the Lion on YouTube to watch the video. When Christian meets his handler from years before, he maintains his cub innocence to operate from his heart rather than from his instinctual drives. This reunion shows that even a lion can choose to return to innocence and love far into adulthood despite its wild predator nature. If a lion can sometimes do this despite its instincts, so can we. Returning to innocence is listening to the heart, trusting the heart over our instincts and fears.